Anyway, you missed it as soon as the boom or boo ended, which hopefully things start improving and turning around on Audio Boo. It really would be a shame if people abandoned Audio Boo, because it really used to be a great concept. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that. I'm not happy with some of their changes either, and I think there needs to be a solution that satisfies everybody, but it's kind of hard to find that satisfactory solution because you can't please everybody, and it's pretty sad. But we have a Labrador who's laying in my arms, or who's laying on my lap, who would do anything for another carrot, but he knows I don't have any. So really, I thought about this idea because I understand that technology has improved, and we want people to know, like, that resources are there for their children who have visual impairments. We want people to understand that although resources are there, there also needs to be leaps and bounds made for there to be a perfect education, although many, many, many improvements have been made. Many improvements have been made. But unfortunately, there's a problem where we begin to assume that everything is going to be perfect. And we have to look at the good and the bad side of children who are visually impaired in a mainstream classroom these days, because people are becoming more and more and more visual in their curriculums. And things are getting harder, despite the fact that technology has gotten a lot better. So there have been some challenges that kids have faced, and I want to see if there's a solution that we can bring to the table. So this podcast is going to serve multiple purposes. The accessible touchscreen machine is just going to be something cool for people to kind of listen to as they think about the meat of the podcast. But the real part of it, it's going to be quite interesting in the event that, you know, we, first of all, share resources with people that didn't know that things existed. Second of all, we go over the challenges that children face so that parents don't go into everything assuming that every school that your child just happens to go to is going to have a public education that is perfect for them. Not every educational experience is perfect. Some people have that ideal experience, and if they do, then I want to know what they did to get it. And chances are, the one thing that I know that was involved was a lot of money. Because technology is expensive, hiring tutors are expensive, and it's not as, public education is not as free as people say they are, because some people end up paying top dollar for a lot of things that you could probably get by without in public education, but some people can't. And it's actually quite interesting that we talk about that. So our future generation, when it comes to education, what can they use out there in the mainstream world? And, you know, what do we still need to improve on? So I really believe that things like that are interesting. See, that's what I want to do. That's my ultimate goal. That is my ultimate goal, is to interview somebody, watch and see how children learn things now in the classroom for people that are disabled, get an idea of how things work in that sense. Maybe go to a class and volunteer for a week and see what you've learned. And another question is, how often are people using Braille? I've noticed that Braille literacy has declined from what I've read, people are not reading Braille as much as they say they are. So it's not great. And I don't read as much Braille as I used to, but I still consider Braille to be of an utmost importance. As a matter of fact, when I do my speech this semester, I'm going to be brailing my script instead of relying on a computer, because it's going to be 10 times better for me. So even though I will have to braille it by hand, I do not have a braille display. I will be making this speech into a format that's easier, much easier for me to read. Anyway, so yes. So say goodbye to the Labrador. So that's a general idea. Say goodbye, Labrador. Say goodbye. So anyway, that's just an idea of what I want to see happen. Oof. Sorry, Zappa. So if you guys have any ideas or suggestions to add to that, please don't hesitate to let me know. Alrighty. And, yeah, so let me know what you guys think of the accessibility machine thing. Diego posted that up earlier today, and I didn't expect it to be, accepted so fast. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And so now a lot of people will know about these machines. Make them usable. Yes. What? I don't have any more carrots. Yes. I'm talking to you. If there was hope in those eyes, I'm sorry I took it away. I'm sorry. Can I kiss your nose? I love you. I love you. I love you. So, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, I will be back on Audio Boom until the Audio Boom gods, which I only believe in the one true god, but that's just my opinion. But if the Audio Boom gods decide that more changes are going to be made that will affect the use of Audio Boom, I don't know how much longer I'll be using it, but I'm using it for now, and that's how it goes. I just wish that uploads wouldn't take so long. Hopefully that's something that can be improved in another app update. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later, and you have a wonderful day. Say bye-bye, Zappa. Zappa, say bye. He says foof. Okay, well, that's better than nothing. Anyway, take care, guys.